Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Warriors beat the Lakers 124-103 in this one, but the Marquise Chris story might be the story of the preseason for Golden State. And Jim, for the Warriors, they start on Thursday. They're still banged up. They're hoping to have Kevon Looney ready for opening night, but still pretty thin up front.
I know I've been gone a while.
Yes.
Did you just call me Jim?
Did I call you Jim? Yes. I did? Oh, okay.
Now, before I get to
sorry,
the analysis.
Thomas.
Before I get to the analysis, let's get one thing straight. In fact, take your jacket off. We're going to go right now. Give me that beer back I just bought you.
Really? Oops.
I'm looking forward to he put up a Tom sign on his computer so he remembers. We're so similar in build and looking at everything. Sometimes it takes you a while to get your career going, and it takes the right supporting cast. And I mentioned the Suns in the fourth quarter about how young they were. Well, when everyone's young, you don't learn a whole lot sometimes because everybody's trying to get their career started.
Right.
And when you're Marquise Chris, if you don't have the right teammates around you, it stunts your growth. Because I don't think a lot of these guys learn a lot that come out early. They don't have the fundamentals. It's hard to jump into the NBA and start playing without at least some fundamentals. I think fundamentals have gone down league-wide in the last 10, 20 years. But when you hardly have any and you're trying to learn and you're young and you're trying to catch up, it takes you a while to understand what it takes to be a pro. You know, how to eat, how to sleep, you know, working out, all that kind of stuff to get yourself ready. And when you're drafted 8th overall out of Washington, you have talent. I mean, people can see it. It's just, okay, how do we get that out of you? And sometimes it takes a while. And he's certainly a guy, you watch him move. He's athletic. We're talking about him during the game. That just keep it simple. Just get out there and defend the rim. Rim run on offense. Set good screens. Catch the ball and finish. That's just keep it simple. Be a good help defender. And though that one's a little more complicated because that involves, you know, really kind of thinking through things. And he's got to be a talker, too. And when you're young, sometimes you don't want to talk. You don't want to communicate because I don't want to say the wrong things. I'm not going to tell Steph Curry Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're behind him. You got to let everybody know what's going on. You're like the captain. Okay, here's what's coming, and here's how we're supposed to defend it. So I'm looking forward to seeing his growth this year and watch a guy that a lot of people projected to be a really good basketball player, see if he can maybe get there. Maybe this is the year where it starts.
Impressions overall from what you see here with Golden State?
This is the first game I saw.
Okay.
I don't watch preseason. I don't learn anything. I don't watch preseason anything. It's not just basketball. I'm doing preseason football, baseball, whatever. I don't know what people are working on. I don't know what teams are working on what. I don't know if they're going to be playing stuff just to try stuff out. So, but my impressions are not really watching this team in the preseason, notwithstanding. I think it's going to be a real struggle for them defensively this year. I think defense is going to be an issue. When they were their best, it was Steve's first year when they were number one in offensive efficiency, number one in defensive efficiency. And they would go on those runs that were 20-4 because they would just strangle you. And then they'd hit threes and the game be over at that point. The last couple years, even though they were super talented, the defense kind of waned a little bit. And 2 years ago, it was really good in the playoffs. Last year, it wasn't even great in the playoffs. It was just average in the playoffs. I think they're going to be able to score. We saw Russell tonight with 29. He can score. Steph, we know, can score. When Clay gets back, we know he can score. I'm really interested to see if Jordan Poole can be somebody that Steve trusts coming off the bench because it looks like he's a guy that could pitch in a few points. The question is are they going to be able to stop teams from penetrating? D'Angelo Russell's not the fleetest of foot. Steph certainly isn't. But I mean, we saw in the second quarter or third quarter, I'm not sure, when Steph made that really good
third quarter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, he stayed in front. He slid his feet. I mean, Steph's better than people think he is defensively. It doesn't mean he's going to make any all-defensive teams. It just means he's better than you think he is. Russell has trouble keeping guys in front of him sometimes, so I'm worried about the penetration from the perimeter, keeping guys in front of him. Because once that guy gets beat, then it's scramble.
Right.
Then it's what the Warriors.
Then you're chasing all over the floor.
That's what the Warriors used to do to everybody.
Right.
Pump fake, put it on the ground. You got to chase him. Pump fake, put it on the ground, and all of a sudden Clay shooting a three wide open from the weak side corner. So that rebounding, I think, is going to be an issue. I don't think we're going to find out what the roles are going to be for a month or two. What combinations work, who's coming off the bench first. You may see multiple starting lineups early in the season. So
I think that could change day by day.
I think it'll be intriguing. Like, I'm looking forward. We talked about this before the game started. I'm looking forward to this this season, even more so than the prior four seasons. I know it's fun to dominate and just kick everyone's heads in, and you know you're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. But there was really no journey. I mean, it was kind of fun to watch them because they were so good. And that aesthetically, they were super pleasing. So that was fun. But there was no drama. You knew where they were going to ultimately end up being. This year, we don't know. So I think the journey is going to be more fun this year, to kind of watch this team kind of find themselves, try to keep this thing going, so to speak. I don't expect it to be like it was. That was a historic run. But do you not fall down too low where you kind of like rebound, where you're like, okay, a little bit of a dip, but we're heading back in the right direction, and we're good, and we can make the playoffs? And because one of the things I want to see, and this is such a great organization, and I think that they put all the resources into the basketball team and try to make the basketball team as good as possible. What you're shooting for is trying to be like the Spurs, where every single year you give yourself a shot.
Every year, winning 50 games a year.
Doesn't matter who you have on your team. Yep. You just find a way to get it done. You find a way to adapt, and you find a way to get it done. And I want to see if this can be kind of the start of that. They've been good. They were good before Steve got here for a couple years. So it's been a good, you know, 7-8 year run for this organization. Can you do it for the 9th year and the 10th year and kind of keep moving in the right direction, where you keep yourself into it and we're there and we're winning, you know, 46, 47, 48, 50 games like the Spurs do. That's the gold standard, what the Spurs have done. That's a high standard, but I want to see what they look like this year. So, yeah, I'm excited.
The cool thing, one of the cool things that I'm looking forward to is that last year, and really the year before that, first year when Kevin Durant was there, it was about getting back to the finals and to, you know, reclaiming the crown and the whole bit. And then you had that vibe and storyline going through all season. But let's say their second home game is Phoenix. They're going to go home for the Clippers, at Oklahoma City, at New Orleans, come back and play Phoenix. Okay, now there's a little more drama to that game, because that's a game you have to get. You have to get that game. If you're going to make a playoffs, you have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And there can't be any nights off or, you know, guys, you know, go, oh, okay, I'm going to jog through this one. And I thought last year especially, you could tell the mental fatigue was there. And there were a couple of nights they got on the floor, hit the gas, and the tank was on E. And I think this year with the youth, I don't think it'll be there. And then also B, I think they have to realize they have to get those winnable games. They can't let those slip away.
Well, yeah, because last year there were no consequences to playing like that against the Suns.
No.
They knew once we get to the playoffs, we're fine. We'll get in the Western Conference Finals, and then we'll see what happens. And they won that. They went to the finals. This year there will be consequences. There's going to be consequences to defensive breakdowns. There'll be consequences to every little thing. And I think that's the fun part. I think it's cool – and as fun for Warrior fans as the last 5 years have been, especially when you've gone through what this franchise has gone through for the previous 20, where it's just, you know, barren wasteland. And you get, you know, We Believe was fun, and we had a couple good years run TMC, and then they had the 50-win team with Weber and Sprewell. And it's been pretty bad. I mean, it's like the Clippers, the Warriors, and the Nets set the bar pretty low for,
now I'm
for,
getting depressed.
For a number of years. I'll bring it back up. And then you go to, like, the dominant team in the NBA, the dominant team maybe in sports. Again, it was a historic five-year run. And as fun as that was, there was no journey. This year's going to be fun because there is a journey.
Right.
And
it'll
be fun to watch it unfold, like, in front of you. Like, what is this version of the Golden State Warriors going to look like? Is Steph going to average 35? Is he going to average 36? Is he going to just be dominant, and they're going to, you know, he's going to have the ball in his hands all the time? Are they going to get back to scoring 120, 125 a game? What's the offense going to look like? What are the new guys going to look like? I know everybody concentrates on the playoffs because that's the thing. And I know this second season in the NBA is a lot of fun. I mean, I love it too. But I love the journey. I do. I enjoy watching the journey. And again, there just wasn't much drama in the journey the last few years. So I'm excited about this season. And wherever, which way it goes, I don't know which way it goes, which is what we couldn't say the last few years.
Well, let's not forget the most important thing. Most important thing is that I can finally get my overall record to 500. That's the most important thing here.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's not at 500, but I got to look it up. It was below 500 last year. Our friend Ray Ratto keeps track.
Oh, does he? I don't know what mine is, but I guarantee you, mine's way over 500.
Yeah, no.
Like way over 500.
Yeah. So
you got to find out what it is with me.
Okay.
You know, your record with me has got to be 70%.
That's true. Yeah, you were pretty good there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how many times they covered, but I know they won a lot of games.
And you went off to Nepal to find your inner self, and then now you're back.
Banish would probably be a better word. I mean, I can go to Nepal by myself. I just like say, I'm going to go. See ya. I'm out of here. I'm leaving now.
We sent Chris Gatling with you.
Easy. Easy. You think he might have been squatting in Nepal?
Exactly.
That would still amaze me.
With a Sherpa. You okay. The Warriors Postgame
Show. You better steer this back onto the road.
Warriors Postgame Show brought to you by State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 800 State Farm. Any other thoughts you have as we get ready? And we'll be back here next Thursday, 7 o'clock. And by the way, coming up later on, R.C. Davis will have head coach Steve Kerr, and he has some word on Kevon Looney. So we'll have that for you in just a few minutes. So any final thoughts?
No, I can tell I'm going to hate the challenge. I already can tell that.
Yes.
I can tell. I'm just starting to get to the point now where I've always been a big, big proponent of challenges, and I'm just starting to get tired of it now. And
I think when they should make the guy go up and hit the buzzer on the scorer's table and then have all the advertising ribbons just challenge.
I like that.
With an alarm going off. And
I like that. I think they ought to let it goat out of a pen and just let it run onto the court. Challenge goat. Have him dressed up in like a team jersey.
Oh.
Let him run onto the court. I mean, just make it ridiculous. Like, dude, let the goat out. Get the goat. We're going to get the goat out on that one. I don't know. It just, we'll see how it plays out. I have to think that we're going to see what we saw tonight a lot. That if it's not blatantly obvious, they're not going to overturn it. I don't think they want to go down that road.
No.
Where it's like nitpicking and you're like, oh, okay, let's over.
It's only on the books for 1 year.
Yeah.
They said they're going to try for a year, see how it goes.
And I guess I don't mind that. I mean, I kind of get it. We've been discussing this with the NFL because they instituted the new replay challenge for pass interference, and none of those get changed. I guess like two of them have. They just don't do it because they don't want to walk down that road. They want to eliminate the egregious mistakes like we saw in the NFC Championship game last year. And I've always said if you want to do that, just have somebody up here who's a replay official who watches the game
and looks at it and goes, wait a minute, let me buzz down. Yeah, exactly.
I got something that's just this is ridiculous. And, I always mentioned Denkinger in the World Series who missed the call at first base, Royals and the Cardinals. Like, stuff like that where when you see it the first time, you're like, whoa, that looked off. And you see it in replay, like, oh, my gosh, you can't miss that. That's the kind of stuff that you want to have reversed. And then we have the technology to do it. I've always said you're either in two camps. You're in my camp, which has lots of beer, and good beer, by the way. Yeah. And we want to correct the egregious mistakes. Or if you're in the other camp, you want to get everything right. And I don't feel the need to get everything right. I guess there's a third camp that just doesn't want replay altogether, but I'd hate to have
I think your point about egregious
like that
makes
Saints.
Sense. Yeah.
Like you'd love
yeah.
to have somebody up there go, hold on a second, yeah. let me look at that and go, that was pass interference. Like that was yeah. so obvious. We saw it live. And then we looked at the replay, we saw it. That's the kind of stuff that I want to be – you want to be able to – because the referees don't want to be known for that. It's like yeah, it just –
The only difference I can see with the NBA is that there's not a definite stop in between plays.
Yeah, I know.
You
yeah.
don't have that little 45-second grace period
yeah.
where you can – guy can say, oh, hang on, I want to look at this in, buzzer down and do that.
Yeah.
So I get that. I think – again, they're trying to make sure they get things right. You know, I might have if they were asking me about it, I might have said, okay, a coach can challenge in the fourth quarter, up until 2 minutes, because then they look at everything anyway, and then yeah. you know, or in and let it go at that. That way, it's only on a play that's a play in the second quarter. Probably not going to decide the game unless somebody gets hurt or it's a fifth foul on somebody or whatever.
Yeah.
But in the fourth quarter of a tight game, hey, you want to challenge that? Yeah, I'm going to challenge that one because that's we're in a tight game here. I might have limited it to that, but we'll see how it plays out and how it goes. For Steve Kerr, he's got
what's his record on challenges? I know he's 0-1 tonight.
I think he's 1-2 or 2-3. Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
I think he's
one of two.
Yeah, yeah. Right. He challenged and won down in L.A., I know that.
And he won that one?
Yep. Yep, he won that
one. Did he do a dance or something like that after he won it? Like,
no,
yeah.
It was a fist pump,
oh,
I think.
It was. I was kind of hoping he was 0-2 so I'd go down there and chastise him.
Yeah, he uncrossed his legs.
Crossed his legs?
Very
yeah,
nice.
That's
R.C. Davis. Very nice.
The crossing of legs satisfaction that only comes with a challenge won.
See, I think he's going to be coaching a little bit differently this year, too, because I think he's going to be, because of the youth and the inexperience that he has and the fact that he has so many new parts, I think he's going to take timeouts quicker. I don't think he's going to let them play through those long runs we've saw in the last few years, the Phil Jackson, let them figure it out on their own on the floor. I don't think he can afford to do that with this squad.
Well, look, let's be honest, and I got all the respect in the world for Steve's coaching abilities, but the last couple years the team was like a Tesla. I mean, it drove itself for the most part, right? I mean, those guys knew what to do. They knew how to play basketball.
Right.
They knew when. Now Steve had to be there sometimes for obviously substitutions, motivations. Maybe you want to change something schematically during the course of the game, a coverage or two. But those guys are all pros. I mean,
they
could have gone out there and won 55 games by themselves. That's how good they were. This is not that team. This is a bunch of young guys, guys that haven't played with one another. And Steve's going to have to figure out what combinations work, when to stop games more frequently. You know, what guys I can get on, what guys I got to do this with and get them motivated and get them playing. But, I mean, he'll figure it out. Steve's fantastic. I have no doubt that he'll figure it out. But it will definitely be a different year in terms of how he coaches his team.
All right, sir. Hey, it's great to have you back, man. I mean that sincerely. It's wonderful to have you back, and I got the best of both worlds. I got you at home, Jim on the road, so I'm a lucky guy.
That's gonna be awesome.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I got my hip hop references with you. I got my
Hip hop. What am I giving you a hip hop reference? What do you, I mean? Hold on a second.
I'm sorry. 80s references.
When
with you.
I gotta get your. What's your definition of hip hop?
Oh, it's hip hop. That's when a guy comes into the lane and takes two steps and gets called for a travel.
You are so white. You're so white. God. I mean, geez, you're like transparent. You're so white. It's scary.
Call me Casper.
Yeah. Sad. But on brand.
All right, man.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, man. Good job.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I will
great.
See you
yep.
Thursday.
It's going to be fun. The NBA season is back. The regular season is back.